iPod Touch and the iPhones are really great in that they give you this big screen to show you information, but the actual metadata, the information that we stuffed into the files, is stuffed here up at the top, and it doesn't even show the full line. In here, the audio is fine, how are you? Your name, how do you write? You can't see all that in this single line. So what you see on the screen here is actually album art. We just simply took the album art field, which in music represents the CD cover or whatever. In this case, we used it to put in the more information about the audio. And then it gave us a lot more freedom to show you the English, to show you the pinyin. Here's the English on the first line. The pinyin representation of that is on the second line. And then we have the simplified characters and the traditional characters below that. And then we have more contextual information. What's really a shame is this is an image of text. Really what we'd like to be able to see with these new mobile devices is the ability to display far more text at any given time. More. All right, and here's the Japanese one. Here we have the word. We have it in hiragana characters, and we have the Romaji transliteration. So to get around the limitations of how much metadata can be displayed on these small mobile devices, such as iPods and iPod Touches and iPhones, we used album art. Another way of using the album art, which was thought was kind of clever, was to actually, in this case, this is French phonetics audio files, teaching, this was actually third or fourth year students, teaching them how to properly pronounce French words. We threw in a diagram, a pronunciation diagram in the album art, so as they're listening to this, they can actually see a diagram of how they're supposed to properly pronounce the word. And I don't know if you know, with the iPod Touch, when you click on the screen, it will show you the lyrics. And so in the lyrics field, it's simply a transcription of what was on the audio file. So this is kind of an elegant solution. Click the screen once to see the actual transcription, and you can follow along that way, or hide that. Here's a transcription here. Or click again to see a diagram of how you should properly pronounce that particular item. Album art was not intended to be used for these purposes. This is definitely a hack. Another interesting project was French Verbs Project. This was a project I did with McGraw-Hill, a French Verb Study Guide.
Oops.
Why'd that go away? So there is a lyrics field. The one thing I don't like about the lyrics field in the iPod Touch is it's all center aligned. I wish you could have that. I wish you had some control over the formatting of the lyrics field so that you could have it left aligned, or if you could actually do some sort of HTML markup, that would be great. But we actually wanted to do a little bit more, and this has always been something that I thought would be really cool, is color coding your text to give you information about how the language is constructed. So here, this is the verb avoir in the subjective present tense. The red letters indicate irregularities. This is an irregular verb, and the red letters indicate the irregular portions of that conjugation. So those are the things you have to memorize that are different from the regular pattern of the verb. And this is interesting here. The gray text represents the regular pattern, something you don't really need to learn, so we just put it in gray. And the black text represents the endings that you really need to focus on. This is a regular verb here. Actually, no, this is primarily a regular verb, but there's some irregularities indicated in red letters. And the dark text indicates the regular endings that you just need to learn for that type of verb, the verbs, RE verbs, regular RE verbs, have particular endings. So using album art to display verb conjugations and color coding the conjugation text to help you recognize the patterns.